Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the C.J. Miller Show. I am your host, C.J. Miller, also known as Claudia, and the J, Claudia Jean, that's my name, and that's why it's C.J. So here I am tonight, back with you guys for a very special show. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2014, and I have my old friend, beloved Franco DiNicola back with me, for episode number 8, and tonight we're going to be doing a very special show about the next wave, talking about how we're going to be discussing the next energetic wave and trying to ride the wave rather than get crushed by the wave. And this is something that Franco is really focusing on now. And we're going to be talking about this, and also Franco's going to be doing an activation. We're going to be talking a lot about the event that's happening in less than 2 weeks up at the Kingsbridge Center in Ontario, Canada, on the 21st of September, the equinox, which is going to be awesome. And I'm so psyched to learn more about that tonight, and I'm going to be going to that, and I'm sure a lot of people listening tonight will be going. And those of you who can't make it in person, definitely check out the live stream for that. But without any further ado, let's welcome Franco DiNicola to the show. Franco, hello.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. I am great. How are you, my dear?
Oh, interesting and colorful, but always doing well, that's for sure. And it's always a lot of fun to connect again and to have the opportunity to play with all our beautiful people that are coming together. So always pleased to be part of a movement, because now it seems like anything that we're doing, it's not so much that we're pushing together. We just come together and we just let it naturally come. So it's always a pleasure to be part of that.
Well, it's so nice to be back together with you again for our show, because we took a pretty long break, even though you and I have seen each other quite a few times this summer, given that I came and stayed with you and Kimberly at your house, which was so wonderful. And then we saw each other for the event at the Kingsbridge Center at the Oneness Center, which was called, what was the name of that event? And I'm sorry, my brain doesn't really work so well in terms
Discover
of remembering.
You.
Discover You, which was awesome, and that was with your daughter Melinda and your son Mark DiNicola and the whole gang from Collective Evolution, and what a beautiful place that was. And then I came back for another event at the IS Retreat Center with Elsie and Kevin. And what a great place that was. And we did a show and you came on, and that was so fun. So I've just been having the best summer connecting with you and all the cool Canadian people up there. And so I am just really excited to come back again in less than 2 weeks. So, you know, the topic for tonight is basically related exactly to the event that you guys are putting on at the Kingsbridge Center, at the Oneness Center, on the 21st, which is the equinox, 21st of September. So I know we're talking about this as being like, you know, the next wave, riding the wave. So I thought we could kind of open it up with why is the date of September 21st so important right now? And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the event and how this is going to be able to assist people at this time, because it's going to be a really powerful time, and Even if people can't come in person, they can join the live stream. Is that right?
Yes, correct. And we're making sure to have the live stream available so that more people can connect. I mean, it's always great to have people in person. It's not always quite convenient for people to all come. I mean, we have the facilities for it, but, you know, people live all over the world, and to come from one-day events sometimes is not possible. But we didn't want to create any restrictions for anyone, so we made sure that we were able to live stream throughout the world. Now, if they can't be on at that particular time, we also intend to record as much as possible for them to be able to access the work that we're going to be doing. But as long as there's the intention to be part of it, then the soul, the superconscious part of it, the soul of the individual that's having the intention to be part of it, and even though they can't be there live or on the live stream at that particular time, and they will be able to, they will be also included. And that is done on a self-agreement at the soul level. So they can't be there in person, so there is already a link that's that is established. So whatever work that we're doing collectively with the group live and also online at that time will also be streamed, because we're all wired. You know, it's like all of us being hooked up to the internet all the time. We might not be sitting in front of the computer, but at the same time, the link, the connection's there, and whatever activation, alteration, whatever needs to take place is going to happen behind the scenes anyways, which will start to be reflective in the what you call the reality of the human physical aspect of things. So, in essence, then the time that they spend actually going through the actual activations that were done during that period of time, if they do it afterwards, it actually just activates what already has been done behind the scenes and makes it a little more, even more powerful. So, yeah, so anyone that's not saying, well, I can't be there at that day because of some event or not, and feeling that, oh, my, I'm going to miss out or anything like that, not to to put that in your intention or even think about that part of it. It's just say, okay, I choose to be there. I can't be there possibly, but I'm opening myself for that to take place. And this will happen just, you know, the intention will be on a mind level to a certain degree, but that will be at a soul level that's even more powerful, because in a sense that you'll feel it comfortable. But if somebody's coming on and saying, well, I can't miss it because something bad's going to happen to me, then of course that's the ego getting involved, and then the energy shifts. Regardless, the soul will still may choose to do the intent, and even though you may coming in a fear state, for example, not that I'm promoting that, but if you if you're coming into a fear state, what needs to take place will take place regardless on a higher level that will be much more, that supersedes, let's put it this way, supersedes of any form of fear that we may have. And this is one of the things I don't want people to get all wrapped up in, because a lot of times when people feel that there's another wave coming in, it's like, oh, no, you know, what's going to happen? Am I ready?
Right.
You know, or... the tendency, because of the programming and condition, is to start putting stuff that, you know, something bad's going to happen. Well, nothing ever bad ever happens. I mean, even if there's a certain form of intensity or challenge or something of that nature, or even, you know, our environment or our world, part of our world or part of what we have attached to gets rocked a bit or rocked a lot, you know, again, it's there to the degree that is of absolute service to you for the next day, step that you're moving forward. Nothing will be done in any way that, you know, a lot of times if I miss this out, then, you know, bad things are going to happen or something like that. You know, I know we talk about a lot that there's no good or bad, but, you know, whatever takes place in always in absolute perfection. I mean, even if the mind fights it or anything of that nature, it's still in alignment with perfection anyways of whatever it needs to take place. So it's just the flow with it is really the best way in this regard. But anyways, I didn't want to get into too much of that, because you probably have some other things you want to stage with in our conversation.
Oh, but I always like when you get into the deep stuff. So I was like, oh, good. Here he goes. No, to me, I think that's a really good point to preface it with, that that it's not, that we're really not wanting to increase anybody's level of fear or like a need to like make a mad dash for the hills. You know, it's like, here comes the tidal wave. You know, but still, I do think, you know, that is something that happens. And if there is fear that comes up, it's all in, you know, it's like whenever I talk to you, whenever I hear you give a talk on the radio or on different calls that you do, there's always a sense of peace and that everything is in divine order. And so even no matter what feeling comes up for anybody, it's all meant to be as is, even if it's not the way we in our ego mind would like to see it or, right? It's basically the soul is going to do the work or the play that it's going to do, regardless of, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that our soul does know the deeper truth at all times and that the work is going to be done the way it needs to be done and we'll be evolving at our own pace, even if we're not listening to this event or wearing the energy stickers or doing all this stuff. I mean, we're still going to be, everybody's on their path. And we're, right? I mean, there's no wrong that can be done, is what I think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, the one thing is we have a tendency to get caught up with, you know, I need to do this, and this for, you know, for me to make it or to be able to get to the next level. You know, the thing is, like you said, the whatever you need, when you need it, how you need it, just put in those words, is going to play out. Now, if you need to be involved with a certain process or a certain step or a certain stage of something that's going on with yourself, you're going to feel guided, directed to do so. It doesn't matter how much the mind may resist it or may have fear, whatever you need to do. Because even the fear itself is a process to discover, you know, old programs that are there. Because that's what you need. Mm-hmm. I mean, any
right.
emotional component coming up, including fear, requires a story. There's a program behind it. So without that program, it doesn't exist. Because our natural state is not fear-based. It does not, because our natural state mm-hmm. knows its source itself. It knows that it's here and it's designed all of it. It knows that it's, you know, orchestrating every single facet of this experience. It is here to, you know, be a part of the adventure, to be through this discovery process. It's here to use the human experience to really take a beautiful ride, if you want to call it that, in a way of play that brings the opportunity to enhance itself, right? So each time it comes here, you know, even though a lot of the souls, the majority of the souls, may find it heavy, and when I say that, it's just because of the veils and all the imprints that it may have taken forth along the way.
Uh-huh.
But it's still behind the scene, behind the core essence. So there's that brilliant essence within it, even though it may be able to not be able to access it completely in that moment, is always there, which is the knowing of all existence, the essence of all of it, of sourceness itself. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, it's that part of it is always the part that is the driving illumination and so forth. It doesn't matter how far you go down the road in any level of incarnation, level of, you know, projection as a hologram or whatever, on planets beyond planets, and whatever role it's played, whatever imprints it's going, it can actually reset anything and just be back into its source pristine state without going through whatever it's going through. So there's never a fear of, you know, getting lost in it or, you know, being abandoned or going into this limbo or anything else. You know, none of that. There's a lot of talk of that stuff, but it was also, most of it comes from the fact of the polarity world, of, you know, make it, don't make it, right or wrong, good or bad, you know, all of that stuff that, you know, we've played in with the past. So in essence, it's just streaming further part of that until you get to the point is you you crack it open and you see that beautiful brilliance that you are, and it's like, oh, all is good, and I'm not going to regenerate myself back into that natural play state that I am, and I'm going to play full throttle here, and I'm going to do whatever you need to do. But it's not, you know, we're not coming here for a punishment. We're not coming here for a karmic essence. We're not here because we're stuck. We're not here because we got thrown here. We're not here against our will. You know, the mind may think so. We may have different opinions and perceptions and belief systems because of, you know, all the different experiences we may have had. But that's kind of just creates the two sides of it, the all-knowing and the side that has, you know, is using past experiences as a reference point. But in essence, you learn and grow and expand within that that energy, that state of being, and so forth. So it's perfect regardless how you look at it. Now, the thing that you were saying earlier, you know, with why these waves are coming through, because this has been coming through for a long time now, you know, and we just get different versions of it, different states of it, and it's different activation. It's not there to, you know, create more intensity, but it does reflect that way in many cases. And the intensity is really a powerful energetic urging that takes place, and especially if we're still in a 3D program basis, whenever there's that powerful change or wave that pushes us, it really brings to the surface a lot of the old stories, programs, and so forth, or even past lives, or anything else that, you know, we've adopted or defined ourselves by, or, you know, created layers of imprints within ourselves that we've carried through what we can call somewhat of an unconscious state, which was perfectly in a state. And when I say unconscious, this is when it was created and then you experience it on an unaware state, meaning I created this playground, but not realizing that I created the playground and the purpose behind the playground. So now I'm responding on a conditioned base. So in essence, when you're coming into that type of state, you're not aware that this is your playground, and you may see it so real, so intense, so powerful that in essence, when you're in it, it's like such a powerful realism and disconnect in a sense that you don't see anything outside of that, and you see that as your essence of who you are, but that's only at a certain level, and that creates part of the experience. And, you know, it's just part of the whole process that we put ourselves in, and the process is not like we put ourselves through because it has to be difficult. It just looks that way, right? So when the intensities come along, when the next wave comes along, wherever that wave may be, it just brings it up to the surface so that we could actually go in and see it more clearly, play with it more, get more in depth in it, dive into it, and whatever else, achieve whatever we wanted to achieve as an experience to learn from and expand and grow, and then just dissolve it. Now, of course, if the programs are very deep, when you get hit by these waves, guess what? I mean, it's going to feel, you know, the end of the world sort of thing in a sense within ourselves, because the mind itself doesn't know how to cope with it, and it's bringing up a lot at the same time. It's like, for example, you're having a particular experience, and say you're having a troubling time. If I'm just going to use that as an analogy at this time, you're going through some challenges, say at work or something, and you're just really not feeling good about the work and whatever is going. And then certain sequences of events take place that actually make it much more intense, much more confirming in a way, but in a way it actually activates in the fact of you're not being good enough for this particular job, or that, you know, people are acting this way or whatever to create certain intensities within yourself. And then what happens if it triggers things, whatever you already experienced seems even much more intense, much more what we can call worse, if you want to use it in a terminology that we've defined on a human level. But in actual fact, all you've done is actually accentuated part of what you were feeling and part of what you were ignoring, so that you can actually have it you know, illuminate it and be right there in it so that you can actually go for the full ride. Because, you know, through any changes we go through, it's not about just coasting through it. You know, a lot of times we believe that, you know, we just got to make it through, right? And it's not really making through anything. It's about us going full throttle through the experience. It's not, you know, playing it halfway or quarter way or safe, you know, the concept that we have, this idea of safe, you know. It's about really jumping into it. And if, you know, once you get to realize more and more who you truly are and more able to access that, the stuff that we've put up as safety or the stuff that we've put up as a belief system or even practices or, you know, the way we've been playing to stay in a safe zone that we don't challenge ourselves doesn't become a factor any longer. So you would be, you know, like you've probably seen people that, you know, don't seem to almost have no fear in, you know, bungee jumping, jumping out of airplanes, doing, you know, what some people will call high risk, like power skating or skiing, whatever you want to call it, you know, doing acrobatic things that, you know, have the potentiality that looks like on the surface having something intense. And somebody's going, oh, no, I would never do that because it's, you know, too afraid. But that part of their life is they're going full throttle. And they're basically, you know, pushing it to the max because they really want to go for the thrill or whatever the ride. But in other parts of their lives, they may not be because they may be reserved or, you know, not able to play another part. But in that part, the component that is. But eventually what happens is, you know, we're in that way. It's not like we're going into an experiential junkie type of thing. But if you're going to create something, that's only this way. If I'm going to create this event, I'm going to create this experience, I'm going to take on this role, I'm going to really jump into it and play it full out and really get the full capacity of experience and learning and growing from it and discovery of self through that. And then at the same time, when you're at full throttle, you not only accentuate the full experience, you get the whole spectrum of that experience. So that means you don't leave anything behind. You say, well, I'm not going to touch this, but I'm going to touch that, or I'm going to dive into this fully, but I'm not. You dive in through the whole thing. And by doing so, when you're doing that whole experience fully and completely, it just basically creates such a powerful shift within yourself, then more of it will open up for yourself, but you're also bringing a higher aspect of yourself into it, and you become the driver much more proficiently, much more powerfully, where, you know, you're always a driver, but you're unaware of the driver, but you let the programs drive, but now you go into the driver's seat fully, and you start to navigate through every part and facet of your experience. And that's what really occurs in that regard. So this is what we're choosing to do. So these waves are basically right now is to, each one is particularly tuned for the next stage that we are preparing. None of these waves come in against what we desire. Okay? Now, if a soul does not want to participate, then it can choose to be out of that experience because it will not be part of it. Or it may choose to leave the planet. There's different avenues. But in regards, anyone that is part and parcel of it have agreed to go through it. And the degree it goes through it will depend on their state of frequency, their desire of what they need to address next. It is, you know, it's made up of their own superconscious state of what would be the next readiness that they're ready to dive into, sort of thing, if you want to put it in those words. So, in essence, each one is there to stimulate, because remember, we are going through this powerful transformation on planet Earth, and humanity is going through this transformation, mind, body, and soul. It's on all levels. But it's also in the outside world that is reflective, or, you know, that is being reflected from us or projected from us at this point. All of it is going through a transformation. It's all an upgrade. So with any upgrade, you know, you need to complete whatever, you know, does not, or let's put it this way, whatever that we have not completed, because part of it is all perfect that you need to, okay, I need to go through this before I go to the next thing. So these waves are just basically facilitating in one way or another, and we've agreed to be parts of it. Now, this one that's coming on the 21st is, you know, just another wave that's coming through. Now, it just happens to be that this wave aligns up when it is because, you know, we say there's time, but there is no time. It's just a sequence of alignment and a readiness of the souls on a collective scale. Now, the souls itself are being prepared along the way and has been being prepared for the last 26-plus years for this wave. Of course, when we entered the end of 2012, well, of course, we started activating these new sequences within ourselves. And, you know, the planet's going through the process of transformation. We are going through it. And it doesn't matter what 3D world that we're living in a mind level. It doesn't matter how we're lost, if we want to call it that, lost in the experience. But we're not lost in the experience. We're basically ingrained into the experience. We're basically right in the depth of that experience. Even though it's reflective of 3D, regardless how deep we are in it, we are at the superconscious state, the soul level, saying, okay, we're going to go into the depth of it. However, there's always that part of you, as much as you may not be conscious of it, that is fully aware that's what's going on and is also communicating, is being partly co-creating the next wave. So each wave is from each and every soul's agreement to be part of it and to put its spin on it or to put its part in it and saying, okay, this is how we're going to go for it. Even if the mind turns around and says, oh, my God, this is going to be too much, or whatever the fear would be, the soul says, no, that's okay, because we're here to really bring it to a level where it actually, you know, alters the way we process things, it alters the way we perceive things, because that's how we're going to create the change within ourselves. We need to have all of that come into play. So we're saying, okay, great, this is what we're going to participate in. So the fact that you're on the planet, and we're going into the 21st of September, which is where the next wave comes in, we've all agreed to be part of that, and we're all going to be affected one way or another. And when I say affected, it's not outside of us. It's we've agreed to be stimulated, to agree to go through whatever is necessary and beneficial for us to take us to the next level. So regardless, that's what it is. Now, it being back to the timing sequence aspect of it, it just happens to all the pieces, all the combination, the mathematical combinations and so forth, all the energetic alignments and all the codes are being put in from all different spectrums of input are now coming to the point of saying, okay, the next activation comes through. Now, this particular wave, because of the level of readiness in one degree and the level of, and I don't want to say urgency because, you know, that's the word, the lack of a better word at the moment, but a lack of, you know, we're ready for the next stage. It doesn't matter how much we feel at the mind level or how much programs we're carrying, that the next level needs to be activated for us to get on this path even further, because we have all agreed to go through this transformation. So the next wave will come in very strongly to kind of get us off the stuck state, off the fence, whatever you want to call it. I mean, not that we really were stuck on the fence, because we've made a lot of decisions already to go through it, but it's actually pushing from the old stuff, but pushing us to the next level regardless, you know, how we've, you know, dug their heels into the ground and saying, well, I can't move because I'm paralyzed at the moment because I'm not sure which way to go. It's really to push that part of it. So in essence, this particular wave, the one thing that it's going to provide is that in it, it's anyone that's at a higher vibration where they've already done a lot of work and are ready for the next wave to come in energetically to support them to move much more quickly, much more efficiently, much more expanded, will be able to kind of ride that wave, and it will feel more natural, feel much more comfortable, in a sense of feel like, ah, okay, there's movement. And there's going to be, I use this again as a word, lack of better words, like a relief in a way, because it's like, oh, energetically I'm feeling supported, and when I say supported, it's more of aligned or alignment, with the mm-hmm. particular energy that we may be on. Okay, it's not supportive like it needs to. You know, I need to, because a lot of people feel that when we need to be supported, it's like somebody has to be there and say, "Oh yeah, yeah, you can do it, you can do it," or you know, feel that, "Oh, I'm there for you," or something like that. That's a mind, egotistic programming way of it, which is nothing wrong with it, but in a way, that's kind of the old modality and program. But supportive mm-hmm. meaning that the energies actually feel so much in alignment that you actually blossom. You know, it's like you flourish, and you will be able to actually, whatever is playing out with you that's still remaining, you'll be able to see it much more clearly. It's like all of a sudden the light gets turned on, and oh, look at that. I can see more of the stuff in my environment or my experience around. And you're not going to look at it and say, oh, my God, look at this mess I have, or look how terrible this is. It's like, oh, I can see it. Now I can address it. I can play with it. I can clean it up. I can do whatever I want to do with it because I can now see it much more clearly. But it's not only seeing it clearly. It's also having to be able to have the, what can I say, not the tools, but the capability to say, oh, I know exactly how to handle this and how to actually utilize it fully. And right. you'll have all that you require to move through it. So all of that is coming through. Now, the other side of it is if we're still in a stuck state, or we're still playing in the old 3D world. And when I say that, also, it's like when we're going through our drama, trauma, or, you know, a lot of the what we've adopted as the human experience where, you know, things are not going a certain way, or we're just, you know, focused on you know, playing the material world or anything of that nature, or, you know, we're stuck with an old pattern or lots of old patterns where, you know, we feel that we need to still be there or something of that nature, and that's really at the mind level. In a sense of that nature, then the energies are going to be so powerful and impactful that it may for many, really rock you. It's like that's why we call it the wave, because in a way, this particular wave, I mean, we've had lots of waves, but this particular wave, you either ride it with your surfboard, and we were talking about that today, the, you know,
yeah.
nice play wax, because you're ready to ride the wave and move to the next part of it, or you're going to get tossed around in the wave, because in essence, the tossing around is really just to really activate whatever's coming up, and whatever you're stuck in is to create such a powerful, intense, energetic push, if you want to call it that, to the point where you actually let go. It doesn't matter how much we're holding on to an old pattern of ourselves or our old ways, it will stimulate for us to let it go. Now, that does not mean that everybody will end up letting it go, because others will hold on to it because there's other agreements that have been made where, you know, I'm going to hold on to this and create a polarized state for the other aspects of myself to see, and to see how challenging it is to hold on, so that there, you know, I facilitate other aspects of myself to let go. So in mm-hmm. essence, they may hold on to it, but you know, on the surface, when you're looking at a mind level, and even in their particular mind level, it's going, oh my God, look at what's happening, and I'm suffering, and all of this. But it's really at the soul level saying, look at what we're doing, and we're doing this, you know, for the highest purpose of all collective. And we're going to, you know, flourish through this too. So, in essence, there's a different viewpoint when it comes to the soul level, right? So when we're going to go through this part of this wave is basically at this point in time. It may feel, at some point, it also, people that are feeling in a stuck state will create a further confirmation and encodement to pick a time that particular soul will either let go or may choose to leave the physicality at some point. And it has, you know, it has a period of time, and I say time loosely, but a period of sequences of energy that will still allow them to be here until that sequence matches for whatever they're ready, and then they may leave. So this particular wave is really something that we've, you know, said, okay, let's do this at a larger scale this time around. Let's give ourselves a powerful boost, you know. So in essence, we're just cranking up the energetic field to really come very powerfully through. So the events that we have coming up, which is on September 21st and October the 19th, was, you know, we were, and when I say we, there was quite a few souls involved in this that, you know, we met personally or not, that it, this was being orchestrated on a level of the soul, that it was important for us to create a modality, or not even a modality, but to create sometimes putting words into things, it just gets really interesting. But to put a process, to put an event together with this process to facilitate, because the thing is, when we're doing this, it's not only for the participant, it's really changing or assisting, because we're all one and we're all linked, to create an opening so that the energetically it can be utilized more fully rather than getting knocked around as much. You know? So even if you're getting knocked around, you actually have the capacity to create that shift within yourself so that you actually are able to get on the surfboard even though you weren't ready when the wave came in, because this wave, again, is 3 months long. It's not hit you on the 21st and it's gone. It's going to continue. So if you're a surfer, for example, giving you that analogy, just because there's one big wave coming across, there's no other waves. No, it's going to be a regular stream of waves coming through. So you're basically going, all right, if I don't catch the first one, second one, tenth one, or whatever, I'm going to catch the other one, and I'm going to experience how it feels being tossed around and how much, and really observe how much I'm holding on to, so that I can actually get to the point of be able to jump on my surfboard and go and ride. So in essence, that's what we're doing. So it came during the first retreat that we did in July with Masterpiece Live. As we finished, at the end of that, while I was doing the last process, it came very powerfully that we have to do something on October the 19th. So I spoke to James Fu, who's going to be participating part of this at the time, I asked him, I said, are you available on the 19th? Because it's showing right now that we need to do something to facilitate all of this for people to get going ahead and utilize this energy that's coming through this wave to really move us forward in a very powerful state. And he said, yes, you know, that's fine. He was really on board with it. And then later on, while we were preparing this and we were having a conversation with Lisa from Kingridge Center, she had mentioned, why don't we do something on the 21st of September, which is the actual day of the wave, which, you know, was, yeah, that's, we could do that. And I wanted to speak to James because when these new waves come in, he has physical experiences that play out for him, in essence, to, it plays a role in how it is, and I wasn't sure if he was going to be up for it to do something on the 21st, and when I did ask him, he said yes. He knew that, you know, whatever was going to be, it was going to be fine. So it became very powerful that we need to do this on the 21st and the 19th. So the 21st is really working with that energy as it's coming in. And it's creating a shift to people, but it's also creating a preparation. It's like the people that are going to participate are going to stream it through them and create a pathway. It's like taking raw data and then processing it so that it can be utilized. So basically all the participants, and when I say participants being anyone that's going to attend, anyone that's going to be online, or anyone that even at a soul level, have agreed because they're at a certain state where they can do the processing, will take the raw data, the raw energy, and even so I say raw, but it's already been refined to a certain level, and it will be internalized and processed through the human form, and it will be encoded in such a way that it can be, because depending on everybody's frequency being wherever they are, it's each person that it's processed in that the frequency, so that we're actually creating bands and channels of energies that match various people. For example, you talk about, you know, having energy matching people. So, you know, when you're a certain vibration, certain energy, you tend to align with other people in that frequency, or that you can feel the other frequency. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that nobody's left out and making sure no one gets pushed off the capacity or capability of doing what they came here to do or to utilize this wave, their souls all over the world that are in different frequencies that are preparing themselves to say, okay, I'm going to internalize this whole this wave, and we're going to process it through our various frequency, and then we're going to stream it throughout the whole world. So anyone that's in that frequency would be able to pick up that band and then use it to create a shift in themselves and also take them to the next level. So that's it sounds complicated when you look at it, but it's actually so really well streamlined. It's like everybody's participating to create the opportunity for everybody to benefit from this wave that's coming through. Now, one of the concerns that came up is that if you're in, and James, that will be part of this process, was saying, you know, we'd like to bring our vibration to at least 528 Schumann hertz. That's our operating frequency. It's like the channel, turning the frequency up to going on an AM station or, FM station and turning the dial and picking up a certain frequency, because if you're on 528 or higher, you have the tendency to ride the wave. And if you're below that, and then basically it's 528, you're basically, it's an energy of adjustment, an energy, some people call it a healing energy. It's an energy of love, and it's not, it goes beyond unconditional love. It's more of an ultimate love, but it's also a frequency of transformation, a frequency of change, and some people call it healing. It's energy of healing. But in as we are aware and becoming much more aware for most people, there is no such thing as healing, because basically there's nothing to heal. We use that as a reference, and that's why we keep referring to it, because people understand that. But in essence, what you're doing is you're tuning into another energy and making an adjustment in your own particular experience. So even if you have what we can call a cancerous experience or something of that nature, are you going to heal from it? There's nothing that you're healing. You're basically taking whatever that experience is to create an adjustment or an advancement in your own growth or an adjustment in your patterns or anything of that nature. But then what you do, the healing process is really just transforming that particular code and energy that you're experiencing and creating a new experience that is not reflective to what you can call a cancerous experience, because, again, an experience is an experience. There's no good or bad experience whatsoever, and every experience is serving you. There's no experience that does not serve you. There's no experience that, we have to judge as something bad. That's kind of the mind experience, and that's what we've adopted and labeled and defined along the way, but it's not. But so in essence, this energy of 528 is really to create an adjustment so that we can participate much more fluidly in the essence of who we are and creating a new reality, a new world. So basically that transformational energy will prepare us for further adjusting and advancing our human experience, which will start reflecting in our world and the environment, so that way transforming the environment. Now, anybody below that, of course, will, like I said, all the other souls that are going to participate are going to tune all that, so they will be able to whatever they're going to experience. So in essence, it will become very challenging on a human mind level, if you want to call it that, because the fact that the energies will feel that your every part of you is being challenged. Okay. Now, it doesn't, on the 21st, you're going to be knocked out and you're going to be lying on the ground and so forth. It's not there to do that. It's there to, give you the first, and then it will just continue to increase from there, and it will go further and further and further. So it will be somewhat impactful, because some people will be hit like they just got hit by a 2x4, in a sense. And that's, just saying it as an analogy here. But in essence, you end up on the ground sort of thing in an energetic or mental state, if you look at it that way. But only like any other experience that we may have that knock us to the ground is basically just to stop us and to kind of create a shift within ourselves, or come to a realization that a shift needs to take place, it's a powerful stimulation. It's like, okay, it's time, let's do it, type of thing. So that's, and I know there's some people that have been concerned, if we don't get our vibration up to 5.28, 528, that, you know, we're going to just basically be clobbered. Well, that's not the case. It's not about bringing it up to 528 and say, well, I got to get it there. In essence, yeah, it's great to be there or higher. That's perfect. I mean, that's what we'd like to do anyways. However, you don't want to do it by, and I don't say that, let me explain it. It's not that, you know, we need to do everything to bring it up to that. It's to do whatever we need to do and letting go of all our processes and programs and so forth, that our energy rises anyway so that you can catch the wave. So really what lowers our frequency at this point in time is just getting still stuck in our old programs, our old belief systems, our old world, and giving power to our old world and our old ways of referring to our experiences and so forth. And that's the part that's getting challenged, and that's the part which will be even much more challenged, but it will be energetically challenged to another degree, even though we've had many, to another degree at this point coming into the 21st. So it was very, it felt very important, if you want to call it that, to have something come about, like an event of some sort where we could get together. And really, it's just an opportunity for us to come together to be part of this transformation, because on a large scale, we're doing this all together, and we're saying, okay, great, I want to participate. I want to be in with that. Now, some people will come and say, well, I got to be there because, you know, I want to be ready for it, and if I'm not, you know, there's a bit of fear-based driving force within that. But in essence, that will dissolve through the process anyways, because in essence, it's not about fear-based, and it's not like I need to be there or else I'm not going to make it. It's about I choose to participate and use whatever is being offered to, you know, create the transformation within ourselves, but also to create the transformation on a scale where it affects all my, you know, family dynamics, it affects all the things that stream from myself, but also on a massive scale, everything on the planet itself or being all other aspects of ourselves. So in essence, that we, you know, shift the environment that we're living in at the same time. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what's really taking place, and I know I've dominated the conversation here, so I'm going to turn it back to
That's you've dominated the conversation. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. No, you're the highlighter of the show. You're the headliner of the show. So it's totally okay that you explain that, because it's a really deep. I mean, first of all, I'm sure people are really excited about this event, and I, like I said before, it's good that we're being very neutral about it, the whole wave, because wherever you're at, you know, you'll be able to, we'll all be surviving this wave, or else our souls will choose to check out before or during. I mean, it's always a conscious decision whether we're, or maybe an unconscious, I don't know, it's always a conscious decision on behalf of the soul. But in the 3D reality, it can seem like an unfortunate leaving, I'm sure, for some people. And I don't mean to jump to there, but I just want to, like, so that we can stay on track with this event, and I always think of it like a show. I mean, to me, it's so fun to go to these events, but of course, I mean, this is this kind of thing that I live for, so it's not only about that I want to go so that I'm really prepared energetically for this time, but also just being around the people that will come to this event is uplifting in and of itself. Because the community that gathers around you and your teachings, and that was at the events this summer, and I didn't get to go to the initial event with James Fu, but I have met James Fu because I did an interview with him and Antonia before the Power of Consciousness event. And I knew that I wanted to come and come to another thing that where you guys were working together, because I think it's going to be really extra powerful, and you know, it sounds like it's really important, though, for people, if they go to the first one, they should definitely follow up with the second one. It sounds like the second, it's like a 1-2 punch, or like the second event is even more important than the first one, in a sense. Is that right?
Well, the second one, yes, it was more, that's kind of, the second one's a boost, and in essence, it creates any further alignment so that we could not only stay on track, but also be able to ride it even much more efficiently. And because what happens is, this is what was projecting at the time, that with this wave coming in, because of the level of intensity that it may activate for a lot of people, and it will shake up a lot of the external stuff that's going on in our world, that, you know, we'll have a default tendency because of the old program to go into, you know, a further stuck state, but more of a fear state or something of that nature. And so this would be creating a further alignment so that they stay on track and be able to go through it the light way, you know, in essence. Because, you know, every experience that comes along, every wave that comes along, everything that we are doing on the planet is not here to be painful. It's not here to be intense. It's not to be work-laden that, you know, we have to do all this work and work hard at it or fight things. You know, that was a projected concept that we've played and experimented with and so forth, but none of it is that way. And it's never been about fear by any means, you know. So it's really bringing that lightness in it and be able to create enough of adjustments so that if we got caught into a certain level of realism and heaviness or darkness about any particular chain of events that may have come, that event on the 19th is there to create an adjustment and also to utilize the new energies in a way to be able to break through or to dissolve that part of it so that you can actually move more freely. So it's a boost in a sense. So the process itself, because the events are process, it's not just the information, because the information level of it is smaller than the processes, because there are several different processes that are going to take place in both of these events, the 21st and the 19th. So it's not, you know, as much as there's information that's going to be shared, and there's going to be, especially the second one, we're going to be addressing people's experiences and concerns and so forth to create an adjustment through anything that, you know, they've got themselves into a certain level of intensity that they're finding it difficult to move through. So we'll be addressing a lot of that, the second point of it, so that anything that may have become a bit of a challenge, if you want to call it that, to help address the challenge so that they actually can move forward much freely. So if they get entangled, let's call it that, entangled through their experience, like fish going and getting caught up in or entangled in some netting or something of that nature, it's to assist with the detangling so that they can be, you know, swimming freely through it. So it's basically put you back on track. Like if you've fallen, for example, and you dust them off and you say, okay, let's go do it. Let's get back up and let's go, you know, let's go running some more. Let's go moving some more. So that's what the second one. But both of them are there's a lot of different processes which myself and James Fu will be doing. And so it's it's going to have quite a few different processes, but meditations, activations, clearing processes. Because, I mean, the main thing here, the main theme, and you've mentioned it also in your write-up about this this talk this evening for what's coming up, it's about letting go thing. I mean, yeah, it's a wave coming through. Yes, it's going to, you know, affect us in different ways. And I want to make a clarification first. Okay. People ask, and I've been hearing this a lot lately, you know, how is it going to affect me? You know, is this going to be one way or another? Well, the answer to all of this is it will depend on each individual. The wave is a pure field of energy that's coming through with encodements and so forth. It's like a powerful energetic field. We will tune into whatever facet of it we need, and we will play it out to the facet that we require for us to do whatever we need to do. So, in essence, we are in charge at the superconscious level, how we're going to utilize it, how it's going to affect us, what intensity is required, or what freedom is required, or what enhancement is required for us to move to the next level. Because you have to understand, the soul itself is choosing to move forward. The mind and body may still not be on board with it totally, okay? So even though it's being modified. But so we get, when we're talking about stories, programs, belief systems, and all these other things that we've attached ourselves and defined. This is more on a mental level. This is at the mind level, the ego level, the physical projection of the mind level, and so forth. So, in essence, even if there's any restriction in that level, at the soul level, it's choosing to move forward. So, in essence, whatever is required to purge and clear, let go, and that's what the main theme of this is, letting go. So it doesn't matter how much you've been holding on to, is to create enough intensity. So if you're holding on to lots of stuff, per se, on a at a mind level, but also on a physical level, at that point, it's to let it go. Letting go of what it meant to you. Letting go of what attachments we may have. Letting go of a perception and belief system about people, systems, whatever is there. Letting go of patterns that we've had. Letting go of, you know, imprints that we've taken on from past lives that we brought into this. So it's really about all of that. So the work that we're going to be doing is to provide these processes to let go, to provide the processes to align with these new energies and to utilize it fully, to create whatever adjustments is necessary that we're ready for at that point in time. And for anyone mm-hmm. that's not participating and that have not chosen to be ready for it at this point, we'll have the encodement still go through them, through, like I was saying, through streaming from the various souls that are choosing to do so and based on their frequency. All of it will be affected in that. So the processes that we'll be doing will be linking everybody on the planet, but we're also going to be linking with other aspects of ourselves off the planet that have now also volunteered to participate energetically, consciously, but also to stream a part of their experience in essence, because many of the ones that have gone through, are coming through to assist us, have gone through it. Maybe not in the human form per se. They may come from a different planetary experience, embodiment, and so forth. But then there's also aspects of ourselves that are non-form that either have completed this process of going through the incarnational part that are going to also come in and facilitate energetically and also streaming on a conscious level. So that means there's going to be more than participating online actively, per se, if you're going to use that as an analogy. And mm-hmm. also, you know, there's different beings, if you want to call it energetic beings, being soul family beings and so forth that are, you know, going to come together. So there's a lot coming together. This is not just very, you know, another wave to can come along and just, you know, do what it needs to do. There's a lot of alignments that are participating. Now, you have to understand, for all these alignments, there's a certain level of readiness that all of it is coming through. So we've achieved on a collective scale, so we're ready for it, even though we may not be ready on one level, being, you know, at the mind level and so forth, or ready to let go. You know, the readiness at the soul level saying, yes, we're ready for it, so whatever it needs to do. It will do. So the letting go will become much more efficient, proficient at doing it in a sense, even though it may seem like, you know, it's going to pull the skin off our fingers or have to burn our hands, if you want to call it that, to finally let it go. But, you know, it's just giving you analogies here. But in essence, whatever's necessary will take place to do so. And so the two events are going to facilitate that. And that's all it is facilitating. We're doing this to facilitate. We're not doing this just for the sake of having another event. We're not doing this because, you know, there's something that we get out of it in a sense where, you know, I got to do this because I got to feel good about myself, or that, you know, it's monetarily beneficial, because it has none of those components in there. We're doing this with great love for all our brother, sister, souls, and that we're doing this together. And just because we've, you know, agreed to be the navigator, to facilitate and to bring everybody together, because we're doing it all individually and collectively at the same time, we're just bringing it together, and we're basically, you know, being the host in a sense to work with all of this, and we've agreed to take that part. That's the reason that this is all coming about. Mm-hmm. It's about that, nothing else. It's really not what most people perceive in any events that take place, because there's always, yeah, we're here to assist, but in essence there's an underlining other reason for it. There's no underlining other reason. This is coming about to facilitate each other, and we've agreed, and we're all going to play various roles in it, including, mm-hmm. you know, yourself and others that are going to participate on one level or another, or others around the world that will participate in different ways. We've all agreed to say, okay, we're going to play our role. We're going to use the level of consciousness that we've achieved and share it, because this is what this other part of it is, that all of us are going to bring our own experiences, our own part of it, and it's all being merged together and then using these new energies to create the transformation, and it's streamed back out. So all of us are facilitating each other now. It's like us, you know, going to someone and speaking with someone that has had a certain particular experience, and say that we're in a particular predicament, or we're in a particular experience of having a challenge in our life, and then we go talk to somebody that's gone through the challenge or has, you know, a different spin or has a different view of that particular challenge that can share something with us to help us get a better view of it, and also to be able to use part of the modalities or tools or observation or consciousness around it so that we can navigate through ourselves. It's not never going to be exactly the same, but in essence, I could do this way. And then move that form. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing in all of our resources, and that's why I was saying that we're bringing in the ones in non-form, we're bringing in the ones from form in other planets. And but that's, it's not that we're bringing it in. We are creating the alignments as a collective. And when I say collective, even though there's only the one essence, but all the fragments of ourselves at the various different streaming and serials and what we call it, you know, imprints and so forth, but, you know, coming in together, because we've all agreed to bring it in that facet, so all of it is coming together, of our own construct, our own design, our co-creation at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely feel like, first of all, I just want to say that for me, I feel like I'm already like riding on the wave, if that's possible. Is the wave already here? I mean, is there a sense of... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the thing is, what you're referring to as the wave, you know, the thing is, after we've done a certain amount of work, and when I say work, we've gone through certain processes of adjustments within ourselves, we're not being affected in the same way with whatever's playing out in the world. You start to ride it. You tend to see whatever's going on, and you're not above it in a sense, but you're riding with the wave. You're flowing, okay? You're being in the flow. So in essence, as you're flowing, nothing is taking you down, or very little is, and if it does, you float right back up again. So you're kind of on the surface riding it and not stuck in the midst of the wave. Now, there is a certain calmness of being in the flow and in the depth of it, because you kind of see the whole thing, but you're not bounced around. For example, if you're in the mind level and you're still in all the programs, what happens is that we ride on the surface a lot. And, you know, I don't know how many people are experiencing this, but in a sense, when there's a storm, if you're in a boat on the surface and there's a storm and the big powerful waves come along, you actually get tossed around, put it this way, because you're on the surface, okay? And that's at the mind level where you're basically seeing the world in the 3D version. That means certain events are taking place, and I know a lot of people are becoming more realized that the systems that we have in our world and the way that we are doing things, you know, are quite challenging and quite, you know, of course, we'll look at it and say, well, it's nasty. It's, you know, look at the corruption, this and that, whatever's playing out, or, you know, the changes that are occurring in certain levels in our, you know, what we've adopted as our security, or in a sense of our basis to foundation, is basically on the superficial part of the world, or being on the surface of the world, and even our definitions are the surface of the world, then we're floating. And so any little wave of change, for example, there's a shake-up in any part of our construct that we have on the surface, so financially or whatever, then it affects us very powerfully. So it's like us riding above. We're on the surface of the ocean, and then the storm is coming through, and the storm is necessary to create a shift. So in essence, what happens is that we're on the surface, we're going to get tossed around. And the moment that we lose the boat, per se, and we sink, and we're still going down, as long as we stop struggling, we get to the level of the water, which is very calm. And as long as we don't have fear, we adopt or adjust ourselves so that we can actually flourish being under the water. So that means we can breathe, for example. Just giving you this as an analogy. So in essence, you go into the calm. You're now part of that whole ocean, and you're part of it, and you're now in a completely different experiential aspect of it. So in essence, when you are no longer hanging on to the surface stuff or less of it, then it's going to feel like you're just flowing, you know. And that's the thing, is that you flow, as long as you don't resist it. And the resisting is just the programs, just the belief systems, so forth, that it needs to be this way. And if it's not that way, my world is falling apart, or anything of that nature. So you just ride the wave. But not even riding the wave, you're in that calm, and you're just basically, and that's how you feel yourself. And it's like, it doesn't matter what's going on, it's like, bring it on. Yeah, let's go. Let's have some fun with this. Right? And it's not so much that it's going to rock your world. Now, there's going to be times that you might feel like a wave comes along, or another wave that you're not expecting, per se, at the mind level, that hits you on the side and now knocks you off. And that may be something that is an old program. For example, you've just activated another pulse, or somebody's pushed a button or something of that nature, and it knocks you off. Well, it only knocked you off so that you could see, oh, wait a minute, look, that's still there. Because there's a reaction or a panic or whatever it may be, for example. So you may be knocked off, and that doesn't mean that, you know, there's something wrong with that. It's just, oh, okay, great, I now saw that there's something that can get me on that direction, so I'm going to skillfully work with that part of it so that I can, you know, continue to ride it and be in that flow. That's what we talk about, you know, in other shows and other things that we talk about, is to flow and to play and to have fun with this whole experience, right? The more you flow with things, your vibration goes up, and then, of course, no matter what's going on, you're not affected in the intense state. But the effect in the intense state is really, the intensity is only to create a shift within yourself. It's not an intensity because I'm in the wrong space. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm in low vibration, I'm going to get clobbered. Well, the only reason you're in low vibration, because there's a lot of programs that are still there that keep you in that low vibration. And the purpose of you being knocked around is to let go of what you're holding on to, so that your vibration rises anyways. And that's what your intent is in the first place.
Right, exactly. So either way, whatever you do, we're all going to get there eventually. We're all in the water. We're all part of that same ocean. And I'll tell you, it does feel good to be in this space. And I think that's why this is such an important time. And I really wanted to have this show now, before the event, because there's like maybe 2 weeks left before this kickoff event kind of happens. And I'm feeling the effects of releasing so many of my programs, especially these deep-seated beliefs and entrenched ways of being. And it just feels so much better to finally let go of them. And that is what has brought me up and has brought better things into my life, and a sense of peace and calm. And then when people are freaking out around me, I don't take it all personally anymore. You know, I can really see everything more for what it is, and I feel more compassion for people rather than judgment. Although I do have moments, I'm not perfect being yet, by far. So, you know, it's just great to have these shows to keep reminding us, shows like this, times when we're coming together, so we can collectively remember that this is the journey we're on, and to you know, because together we do have a lot of power, and I think that's the special thing about coming together at this event. And you know, I know we have a couple more questions that people wanted you to cover today, if we could try to get to those before we do the activation. But sure. Just to kind of, I just want to give people the definite information about this event. If they want to go to the event, Franco, would they go just to your website, francodinicola.com?
Yes, you can go to there. There's a link on the right-hand side once you go onto the website that has it there. It's on. I'm sure you'll probably post it here and there. It's also on Facebook on quite a few. So we've provided the links to get to the actual Oneness Center page. So it's Oneness at Kingbridge. But the actual when you get to the actual page itself, you'll be able to get the additional information and also go through the registration. Now, we've made some changes to it. We've tried to keep it as cost-effective as possible. For the people that want to attend personally, in person, again, first of all, we're having it at Kingbridge Center, which is, you know, what we're using as the place, because now it's become, you know, the Oneness at Kingbridge. We're using that as a local point or a key point for transformation energetically. We're also shifting the energy there on a collective scale to use that as a transformational space, per se. So what we've done is we are creating the environment so that whoever comes along or wants to be part of it will be able to really embrace the whole energy there and be part of that experience in a much more enlightened space. I know when we have it at different places, we always have to create alterations of energy, especially if you're doing it in hotels or anything like that, because there's a mixture of a lot of different energies here. Even though it's still utilized as a conference center and so forth, in essence, there's another energy that's being laid down. So each event, each time we're working there, everything is just continue building and building and building, so that you know, anyone that comes to the place will feel a very transformative, powerful, supporting energy to facilitate in that regard. So the event is done as cost-effective as possible. We're basically just, you know, covering whatever costs and so forth. The event itself is a full day. It's from 10 to 5, 10 to 6. You know, we say 5, but it always tends to go further. you know, there'll be lunch served, a nice little buffet lunch that will be provided, and also some snacks and drinks along the way, or refreshments, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. The space will be very accommodating in the sense of when we are taking the information in, but then when we're doing the processes, we're, you know, people will be able to come in with their mats or towels or whatever it is, so that we can choose to either sit up or lie down, because a lot of people do like to have the tendency to lie down when we're going through the different processes. Now, some processes we'll be doing sitting up, some processes we'll be doing lying down, so allow ourselves, our body, to really relax and so forth. So, and as you've experienced it in the last two that you came through, I mean, you know, there's a lot of those processes that we do, and you really get deep into it and so forth. So that will be provided there. The people that are going to be online, one of the changes we've made is that we've lowered it to $15 plus, I think there's a tax that's included in there, or service fee or something. So it should be less than $20 anyways for the full day event for anyone that wants to be online. And it is live streamed, so it will be video and audio streamed, so that if somebody has the bandwidth, they can watch it, watch the whole event live. And if you don't have the bandwidth, you'll be able to hear it live. And then, of course, we're going to provide some form of recordings that will be available at a later date. If somebody wants to participate in the event and will not be able to, you know, have the $99 that it costs to participate for the full day event with the meals and so forth, we are also providing someone that needs some financial assistance in those regards, something that we can a system with, so that we can make, you know, we're not here to restrict people from being there, to be part of it because of a monetary scenario of some sort, because it's not about the money. We do have certain costs, so, you know, we have a tendency to have people that would like to contribute a little bit more to facilitate others. That happens. You know, we always seem to break even, and if we're ever short, it tends to get covered regardless for whatever expenses are required to keep things going. We're not doing it, you know, to profit from it by any means, because that's not our intent. We're doing this to facilitate as many people as possible. The event itself will, you know, we can take 100-plus people. We made it available for as many people as we can in person. And we have the capacity to go even higher than that if necessary, because that's the one thing about the Kingbridge Center. It is very flexible in the sense of how much it can handle. Anyone that's flying in, there are hotel rooms built into the center as part of the center, and it's very conducive to the energy and everything that's going on there, so that when you're there, you're completely immersed. You're not leaving the premise and going somewhere else. You'll be able to stay. So you have the option, and this is optional, to come one day before and to stay one day longer if you'd like. I mean, there's a lot of amenities there, lots of nature around the place. There's also a swimming pool and other things that you can do there that, you know, will give us the opportunity to kind of have a resort experience, but not with the chaos, because you're there to go through a transformational process. But, you know, because it's being held on a Sunday, if somebody wants to arrive Saturday morning, enjoy the day on the premises, and, take in the energies that are already there that, you know, have been streamed at this point for the upcoming event, and enjoy a beautiful meal because there's a restaurant there too, so that you would be able to enjoy a meal, to enjoy our meals, depending how long you're there, to be able to stay overnight and then be ready, refreshed, and ready to play starting Sunday morning. And then anybody that's not in a hurry to go back could stay overnight and have a dinner and then stay another night, or they can have the dinner and leave, or they can just leave right after the event and have no dinner. So those are all options, components that you can plug in.
Nice.
You know, you can cater it. It's a buffet-style event sort of thing. And so, like I was saying, anybody that, you know, is financially strapped but really feels resonates to be there, wants to be there, please contact us, info@oneness.ca, I think it is. I should have that memorized. But
yeah.
Or just to go on my website and just click the link, and then it has that line in there, right in the body of it, and you can just contact the info part of it, and you will be connected with Melinda, which is my daughter, that will make the arrangements to facilitate. So there will be some communication back and forth, and see whatever assistance is required. Online, it's we went from the original what was requested to do, because we did find also a better way to streamline to live stream it that would be less costly.
Nice.
So in essence, we would be able now to live stream it and do it within the $15 or less than $20 price for the full day. Because the thing is, most of the live stream, that you have to buy packages of 4 hours at a time. Since we're going to be going all day, it's going to be two packages. So it does add up with it. So there is a certain cost incurred, but at the same time, we wanted to keep it as cost-effective as possible. So that's kind of – so if anybody's looked at it before, it probably would have seen $30-plus dollars, I think. I can't recall what it was originally when it was – you know, we were looking at using a different service, which the service would have involved people coming in with their equipment to set up the live stream, and then how it was going to be done. There was a few $1,000 cost tag to it, and that meant that, you know, we needed to charge more for it. But then we had the team from CE, do more research and find a different way of doing it, that we're able to do it more cost-effective, and that way we're able to drop the price to less than half to
That's
really
great.
Make it more available for everybody. And these are Canadian dollars, I guess, if you want to call it that. So depending on where you are, transcribed in accordance. So in essence, for, you know, if it's a euro, it's going to be much cheaper in a sense. It's not going to be 15. It'll probably be 10 euros or something of that nature or less. And then if you're in the States, of course, you have a certain percentage that's going to be less because your dollar value is worth higher, and in some other parts of the world, it'll be whatever it's going to be. So,
It's totally minimal, I mean, for the whole day. And, you know, having attended many events via live stream myself, in fact, that's how I really got into your work, Franco, was hearing you with Symphony of Meditation a couple of years back. I could tell you that listening to these things, even when you can't make it physically, it really does help, especially just to have it on and be in the space and feel the energy of the people at the event. It does make you feel like you're there, and it can make a difference. It made a huge difference for me back in November of 2012. It helped me get through an energetically difficult time. So not that this is necessarily an energetically difficult time by any means, but it's certainly challenging and, as you would say, colorful. So I would recommend, if you can't make it in person to this place, definitely check out the live stream. And that's really nice that you're offering a way for people to come and being so considerate and generous, because that's a great deal. So any other questions, if people want to, they can check out your website, francodinicola.com, and I'll be posting it on my page. People can also go to your Facebook page. You know, gosh, Franco, I just want to be conscious of the time here. It's now 21:21 on my clock, so it's 10:21 East Coast time. And we do want to have time to get to the activation, so I'd like to switch gears, if we could, and answer a little bit of the questions that have been submitted for tonight's show.
We said that we were going to do it, so we will.
Yeah, excellent. So, you know, one of the questions that have come up for tonight's show was, I mean, people are asking about different things, about how they're creating with their thoughts and manifestation, the whole idea of that. And we have kind of covered that in other shows. But one of the themes that's coming up is about creating with thoughts that are heart-centered rather than ego-centered. And I wonder if that kind of fits into this setting for neutrality. I mean, does it seem, when you're neutral, does that mean that you're not getting caught up at all in the ego? Or can you still be in your ego mind and be neutral?
Well, the ego mind is never neutral. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. Is the ego mind itself is basically one side or the other all the time. And basically the ego functions on programs, function on definitions and so forth. So really what takes us out of our neutral state is that we use definitions of what, you know, we've experienced or learned or adopted as part as our way of maneuvering through that. So this is how we come up with the idea of, you know, something is good, something is bad, something is painful, something is pleasurable, something is means this or something means that or anything of that nature. So non-neutral state is basically we're operating within parameters that we've defined and are utilizing as part of our navigation. And that is a combination of belief systems and so forth. So the ego will take any experience and all experiences that you've had and use that as a reference point to create new levels of experiences, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So it basically looks at the past experiences or events or any unfolded, and then it projects it into a future or present state. And so the thing is, when we're not in neutrality, what's basically is that we're caught up in whatever story and we're using that as our mode to experience whatever we're experiencing. Now, there's something that serves in that regard, but it comes to the point where you are, because in neutrality, you basically, when you're looking at that aspect of it, you're not emotionally charged. You're not, you're not convinced that one thing is what it is. You're basically, at this point in time, no matter what is playing around you, you're not being caught up in the story. For example, a certain event, something happens between two people, for example, and so somebody gets upset, for example, and or says something about you, or you know, makes claims about you, or something of that nature. If you are ego-driven, or if you're still with the stories, you may activate various programs or belief systems within yourself that that are very judgmental about yourself or about the other person. Saying, you know, somebody, for example, somebody can say something, and you could feel hurt. You can feel dishonored. You can feel abused. You can feel victimized. You can feel all types of things. But for you to do that, you're operating within a story. So basically, you have your own program. So in neutrality, it doesn't matter what anybody says to you. You don't have any default programs that it that would stimulate what I just said there about, you know, not being good enough or anything of that nature, or being violated or being victimized or anything of that nature. It's just basically you see the whole experience for what it is, and then you utilize that experience to learn from it, grow from it, to expand from it, and really just get the whole perspective of the whole thing rather than being caught up. When you react, you're not in a neutral state. You're basically reacting to a program in response because of some activation or something that came about. In neutrality, something plays out and you see the whole picture. You now see how you could utilize it or not, and then move from that. You're not caught up in the whole dance. So when I say in neutrality, what happens is now you can play much more freely, because when you're not neutral, when you're polarized one way or another, for example, if you got caught up in fear and all that stuff, you're always stuck in that, and you respond in that, you experience that way, your viewpoint, your experiential part becomes limited within the confines of that fear. If you're in want to be positive, 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 and I want to get caught up in that, then you get caught up in playing only one spectrum of it, and you're still missing out the rest of it. And I'm not saying that you need to go into the opposite per se, but in essence, you're limiting your life and saying, for example, I want to go play outside. I want to be with these people, but there's so many negative people, I'm not going to go there. So what you do is you restrict yourself to experience all the other facets that you can. So in essence, when you're in neutrality, you can choose at any point from a heart center what I want to go play with, what I want to go experience, what I want to go create, but there's nothing to restrict you that is programmatically that could activate and create an intense experience that will stop you from going. Or there's not that other part of you where, say, I want to be on one side of the whole spectrum and I don't want to play with the rest of it, so I'm going to isolate myself in this little space with only these people that reflect me, and I'm not going to let the rest of the experience to play out. So you're not getting caught up at either side of it. You just open yourself out and then you play with the whole thing. But you're not stuck one side or the other, but you actually flow through it all. You know, it's like if I want to play with a little bit of the intensities, you play with it, get what you need to get, and you just move right out of it. It doesn't become sticky. It's not like you get into it and you're stuck in the quicksand. You just basically walk into it and walk right out of it. It's just very easy. Your flow. So you're flowing through the whole thing. So neutrality is not emotionally charged. That doesn't mean you cannot create an emotion if you want to do so. You could do it, but then the emotion does not drive you. That's where the difference is. So if you want to have an emotional experience, you can create the emotional experience for whatever duration, and it's not like it just activates and you kind of have to ride it through and not be able to step in and out of it. Because if you want to have a 10-minute emotional experience, you can have it, but it's not going to be so impactful, so draining, so intensely that, you know, you feel like your world's going to fall apart. You're going to go through that emotion, feel it, take the breath of fresh air from that emotion, and just say, wow, that felt so intense, so whatever it was. and you feel the genuine experience within it, because each time you have an experience, an emotional, you'll get something else out of it, or you expand through it rather than getting caught into it and getting lost. Because that's the key is when you're not neutral, you're easy to get caught in one circumstance or another. For example, if there's changes happening in your life and you're still running into a program where you're not neutral about whatever it is, you're not in flow, per se. You're not open for whatever comes about, whatever you're co-creating at a superconscious level, a soul level, whatever you're not co-creating, it does not match with your mind, then, of course, you're not in that state. And then what happens is whatever events comes along, you're going to have a tendency to judge it. You're going to have a tendency to get all wrapped up with it and get caught up in the whole experience and feel, oh my God, this is what's happening to me, and the intensities within that. I mean, that serves to a certain degree, but we're not utilizing that any longer, really, to the degree that we were before. So, in essence, in a neutral state, you go through it, but you basically move out of it. You're not caught into that heavy experience. So, for example, if somebody plays out a role, and you may get a response or an activation of some sort. The more neutrality you have, the more you can see the big picture of it. You can go right into the depth of it and walk right out of it very quickly. It's not something that's going to take you the next 10, 20, 30 years to get over any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the neutrality is all about. And then, and we've talked about it just before, some people say, well, is neutrality boring? In actual fact, because it says, well, if you're neutral, then we're not having the ups and downs, we're not having the intensities. Well, let's put it this way. You can have any level of intensity for whatever duration you choose, but the best part of it is that you move in and out of it so quickly, so easily, so fluidly, that it makes a real pleasure to go through it and in and out of it, because you're never stuck in it and you're not going to put that resistance where if I go there, I'm going to be, how long is this going to play out for me? The first part. The second part, in essence, in neutrality, then you get to play with so much of all levels of creation because you're not going to restrict yourself. So in actual fact, it's a lot more fun and much more expansive, much more, expressive by being in neutral rather than being charged one way or another. So in essence, this is our natural state is neutrality in the first place. So what we're doing is bringing ourselves to our natural place. And in neutrality, you play. In neutrality, you feel much more at ease to play. In neutrality, you're open for anything and everything that you create, and you see all of it, the full beauty of it. So that means if I'm going to go on a particular ride, I'm going to ride it and enjoy it and go fully through it. And when I get to the moment that I feel that I'm done with it, I just step out of the ride instantaneously rather than get victimized or stuck in the ride and it's going to take me a long time to finally peel myself off it, or get to the point of a breaking point that I actually fall off the ride, sort of thing. So in neutrality, you don't have that. In neutrality, you just flow with it. And this is the same thing with these waves of energy coming through. The more neutral you are, the more you ride the waves, in a sense, and you're not affected by what's happening around you or the people around you either. Because this is one of the things, too. How many times do we get caught in the dramatic part of it because somebody in your family or somebody, a loved one, or somebody that you've connected with is going through a traumatic situation? And I know you mentioned compassion before, but our true state of compassion is not about feeling bad about anybody. It's not about, seeing the intensity somebody's going through and feeling, oh, my God, poor you, this and that. How can I help you? How can I get you out of it?
Right.
True compassion is seeing where they're at, allowing for them to be where they're at, providing whatever assistance in the sense of helping them to be where they're at and then learn from it and move out of it rather than trying to save them, fix them, or pull them out of it or trying to get them out of that particular state. It's about, no, let's go in it together. Let's play with it even deeper, whatever it needs to be. And the moment we're done, we're now going to walk together out of it. But you're not going to take on a sense of responsibility. So in essence, in neutrality, you see the perfection in everything that everyone is going through, and you allow everyone to go through whatever they need to go through to the intensity they need to create a change. But when you are becoming a facilitator for say, because you've made a certain level of progress, you're now not facilitating as a repairer person or a healer, or you're not facilitating them in a sense where I need to help you get out of your situation. You're facilitating them seeing the full spectrum of whatever's playing out, getting what they need out of it, and allowing them or assisting them to embrace it all and then create a shift within them. You're just actually just holding the space and being there for them with ease. And then, of course, in neutrality, when you're there, you're not going to get caught up in whatever drama they're going in. Because if you're emotionally charged, guess what happens? If somebody's going through an intense experience, how many times have you seen somebody go through something and somebody gets involved in it, and then they go into a traumatic experience themselves because you're activating your own stories, programs, and so forth. So in essence, when you're in neutrality, you are a much more powerful facilitator, because at that point you're not getting caught up in it. You have now, you're like the light that is shining in the sense of seeing everything in a completely new light, a new perspective, a new perception, completely outside of any confined program, and so that they could actually be able to maneuver through it a lot easier, rather than going in there and seeing them pity and feeling bad for what they're experienced. And I got to help you. I got to get you out of this. It's not about getting out of this. Let's take a look at it. Let's play with this. Let's take it to the fullest, and then let's transcend it because we no longer need it.
Right. It's like taking a much lighter approach to the whole thing. And just like the way you always look at stuff with and encourage us to play with it, with things, not seeing it as work. That is so important, and that's why there's such a light. There's such a great energy at the events that you put on, and the one that I went to at Cambridge, the Oneness Center at Cambridge, was so welcoming and so comfortable, and such a perfect place to do this kind of. To cultivate the sense of neutrality, and because you are playing and you're having fun, and we're co-creating together, and that's a beautiful way of looking at things. And it's interesting. It can take for some people. Like, look how long, I feel like I've been listening to your work for a while. I've been your friend. We've become friends, and I've talked to you a lot, or I listen to your work a lot. And yet, it still took me some time to really shift. But I do feel like now I'm definitely in the flow. Even though I've gone in very deep work, and still, just a few weeks ago or a month ago, I was not feeling so great. You know, I fell kind of deep into a program. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit, and that go into another question that's sort of related to this that people have been asking about, how to kind of get into when we do have negative, what we call negative feelings. I realize that's polarity, but like say difficult, again, it's another judgment, but feelings such as sadness or fear, or loneliness, or feeling bad about ourselves, what would be the best steps that you would suggest people could take now to help themselves realize the program, process it, and let it go quickly?
Well, the key, if anybody needs to write it down or something of that nature, to hold it in their in some place that they can see it and remind themselves, you know, and is that any experience, no matter how intense it may feel, that it's there for a very powerful purpose, and it's there to assist you to move to the next level, regardless. That is very helpful. And then not to resist the experience, whatever it may be, is to allow yourself to go through the experience in it to its full depth, to allow that part of it to become fully something that you embrace, step into, immerse yourself into it, dive into it, really. And also be the observer while you're doing all of that so that you can see all the different things that come up that are ready and primed to be shifted, released, transformed, let go, whatever you want to call it, or a combination of all.
Mm.
And when you do that, and especially if you bring the component that, you know, this is there for a very specific purpose, and I am here to play. I'm here to experience and learn from this. That is key. Write that down somewhere, too. And by reminding us that no matter what we're going through, it becomes easier. Now, even if you get caught into the depth of it for a period of time, that's okay. But at some point, you will be able to access that reminder of yourself and be able to shift. Now, sometimes there will be situations where you're so deep in it that it doesn't matter what you read or remind yourself of. It doesn't seem to be enough. Then that's the time to just stay in it and let it stay in for whatever. And just by allowing yourself to go fully into it, it will fade. It will come to the point where it would ease off, and then you could see the bigger picture of it and then be able to work through it. And when I say work through it, you're playing through it, really. You're basically be able to move through it and gain whatever you need to gain and get out, step out of it because it's no longer of service at that point. So in essence, that's one easy way of doing it. Now, a lot of the materials I have on my website and materials that we provide through these shows, through the different processes, will also be beneficial. And it's there. It's made available at no cost. We're doing it so that people have access to it whenever they require a boost, require energetically, and also a process that will assist you to it to create that shift. Basically, what we're doing is the processes are creating an environment and expanding the consciousness so that you can move through it. And I'm not saying that to create a reliance on it, because that's not the purpose of it, but whenever you feel that you do need it, you have the resource there to create it, because really it's us that's doing it all anyways. It's just, you know, if there's something that will facilitate. And it's the same thing with even this coming events or any events that we have. We just create the environment, and that's why, like you said, we bring in the play component in it. We play. We change the energy of everybody. And you've seen it yourself. Anyone that's come, that it doesn't matter how much baggage they carry, how much intensity they feel, whatever they're dealing with, in a short while that you're in with one another and we start with the play, we bring everything to at ease. Everybody's drama dissolves. It starts to dissolve. It becomes lighter. We start to open up so that the environment is looking at it as play, as looking at it as, oh, look at this beautiful and magnificent creation, and look at how powerfully I can shift through it and utilize whatever I need to utilize. And that's what these things are done for. The event is just to create the environment and the supporting energy to allow us to maneuver through it whenever we feel the necessity to do so. That's it. You know, it doesn't mean because you can't be there, it's not going to happen. It's still going to happen, but for when you feel that it's beneficial for you to go on the fast track or to get the boost that you require, then that's there. But to bring it back to where we were saying, those are the kind of the processes that help with you. That's why it's reminding you, we're here to play, we're here to learn, we're here to experience. You know, this is there to serve me one way or another. It's co-created. It's not something that has been imposed on myself. And even I know of people have said, well, it's my soul that created it. It has nothing to do with me. And we have a tendency to refer, is it separate of me? It's the more devious, much more, challenging part of us that basically doesn't take in consideration that I'm going through drama right now and I'm going through all its intensity. It doesn't understand in this regard. You know, that's kind of the mind responding to that. But in essence, it has the highest intense and highest love and highest, intent to create something magnificent for you and assist at the mind level to shift that state that you're in. So it's not there going to create anything that's going to make it more difficult. It only may look that way when it's being challenged to create an alteration or change or a completion, but it's really not the purpose whatsoever. And the thing is, too, even people talk about, well, do I have to learn through pain? Absolutely not. There is no necessity for pain. And the thing is, if you're in an observer state and you make adjustments along the way, of course, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is what I need to shift here. I make the shift. You don't need to create intensities for us to make this shift. It's only when we're stuck and we need to get that kick in the butt, and the butt kicking becomes you know, stronger and stronger along the way. But it's you with great love. You know, how many times in great love you've come, you know, to children, you have to actually emphasize something to them and resort to, you know, something a little bit more intense to get their attention. But are you doing it maliciously, or are you doing it because you know, want to share with love with them to make a shift? Now, I'm not saying the human part of it always responds in the most highest state of consciousness, but I'm just using that as an analogy, because as you become a more conscious parent, which is an event that we'll be doing also for people coming later this year, conscious parenting, which will be also playing in how we actually connect with one another as a parent, but also as a child, because it goes both ways, and really truly understanding the reason you come into each other's lives and why you're playing out the role and how each role is assisting each other and how it could be utilized and so forth. Anyways, giving you an opportunity for that. That's kind of a little tidbit that of future things that are coming up in not too far away. I mean, it's probably be sometime later October or November, early November, that it may come about. But anyways, I just wanted to say that. But in essence, that's kind of the tools that will help navigate through whatever you're going through.
Well, I just want to say, see, just keep me coming up to Canada. There's just always another event that I can go to. At least I'm not that far from you guys. So I have to go. Of course, conscious parenting, that would be a good one for me, as I have a four-year-old. And it's always a challenge to stay at my highest, to be conscious of everything. That's really cool, all the different tools that you're able to provide. And the impetus for that question, part of that question was from Scott, who has come to quite a few of your events. And I'm sure he's aware, as just as many people are, that you also provide, like you mentioned, that there's a lot of tools that you give that people can access from the different shows that we've done. We're going to be doing an activation tonight, which will be available in recording form, plus all the work you've done with Antonia. And those clearings are great ways to deal with the different things to spearhead, to say, like, okay, I want to deal with fear, or I want to work with anger, that you have specific recordings that would kind of access those issues, right?
Yes, yes. They're designed specifically for different challenges or different parts of the experience that we may be going through. So, yeah, they're we can call it subject or topic-based, but in essence it's about whatever experience that we're going through that we'd like to get some assistance with. Now, some of them are, were done a little a while back, you know, a year or two ago. Some have been done more recent. Regardless, it doesn't mean that they're less effective. They, energetically, they get upgraded. And then when it is necessary to be upgraded, we will upgrade them anyways. And some of them are coming in for an upgrade soon enough, and when they are made available, we just upload it on the website and have it available. So, but yes, if somebody's having a specific challenge, then they can always go to the website and look under the resource materials and look at all the deactivation clearings, because there is a section for that, and then there's usually the description of what it's about, and most of them have a little talk involved to expand the consciousness around it, and then there's an actual meditation activation clearing process that is there too.
Right. It's like this multi-sensory approach in a way. I really like sometimes listening to the talks a few times, before I do the clearings, if I'm when I'm listening to the replays of the shows, because there's something different I get each time. You know, sometimes it's almost too much to take in all the information from a show in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the mind can only take in so much, or something kind of, you know, rings true to us, and then we're, you know, really taken by that in other parts. I find the consciousness doesn't always want to take in everything, but at a later date, it can. And I think, though, that those were really great tools, and the main thing, and I did write it down when you said it, I'm here to learn from this. So... that is a big one when dealing with things that can be challenging or fearful, or because we can get so caught up in the emotions, and the emotions can sort of put us in this, I don't know, I think of it like, say we're in the ocean and we see this big wave coming and we're fearful, we can just kind of like freeze, you know. And that's, I think, what we don't want to be doing, because then you're in your worst possible position, right? If you're like rigid and holding on tight, it seems like it's to me the best way is to let go, like you said, and to go with the flow. And these are the things that you've been saying in not just tonight, but many shows that we've done together, the whole idea of neutrality and going with the flow. And I feel like we've really been preparing for this time. You know, in a sense, I feel kind of like I'm in good shape now and I'm ready to go into this and to ride on top of the wave. And it doesn't feel... just doesn't feel as heavy. But you know what I have noticed, Franco, is that people that are doing a lot of this play and quote unquote working on themselves and letting go of their programs and feeling that they were at a very high vibrational space have actually said in the past couple of weeks or the past month that it's been, they feel like they're really deep in their programs, and they've been coming up against a lot of stuff that they feel is from past lives. That I'm wondering, and this is the one last thing I'd like to get into tonight, is it important for people to understand where these programs or these feelings are coming from? Like, say, they feel like all of a sudden they're having memories of anger, and yet in their waking life, they're not an angry person at all. They're actually, they seem quite peaceful, but they keep having memories of past life things. Do they have to, like, understand what the origin of the feeling is, or understand that past life, or can they just see it and then let it go?
Well, not anymore. It used to require that. That shifted the end of 2012, actually. What happened is part of the shifting has happened. Everything is brought into real time. So in essence, we don't have the necessity, because even the work that I was doing with other people on a one-on-one basis and a lot of the work we were doing before, we would actually have to go into life regressions, go back into that lifetime. I mean, I'm not saying people are not doing it, because people are still doing it because they feel that they need to do it in a sense, and that there are rare occasions that it is beneficial to do so. But in most cases, no, it's not required any longer. It's basically going into the anger. First of all, the emotional component of it, then the second phase of it is actually looking at what stories may come up. And even if the story is not, this is what happens. Sometimes when you're coming up to the story comes up and go, where the heck did I get that story from, sort of thing, because it's not reflective in this lifetime, but it may come from a past lifetime. And that's where we don't judge the story, and we say, okay, let's take a look at the story. Do we need to still play? First of all, what do I get out of this story? What can I learn from this? And when I say learn, is really expand the consciousness within it and say, okay, what additional consciousness can I gain from this experience? You know, say that you a fear comes up that you're being victimized or something of that nature, and and it's from a past life or many lifetimes that you've challenged that and never have been able to complete it. Each time you get caught up in the dramatic realism of what that lifetime entailed, and we never get to finish it, so we carry that imprint. But now when it's coming into real time at this point in time, you're basically looking at it, and you're not, you have, first of all, the facilities much more energetically to support us. But when you're here, when you're looking at it at this point in time, you say, okay, what was my message? What do I need to learn from all of this, this particular emotional part of it, this fear, this story, this whatever may come up? Because we're not going to question what's coming up. And the thing is, we can get easily caught up temporarily or sometimes a long time, but now it's becoming difficult a long time, but getting caught up, okay, where is it coming from? You know, and I have to look at this past life and stuff. You don't need to. It's just basically just look at it for face value. What is it? Why am I feeling this emotion? Let's take a look at the story. What can I gain from the story? What was my lesson in this story? What am I here to learn from it? And don't even have to look at back and say, well, what did I have to learn back, you know, 400 years ago when I originally had that particular experience that I brought in two and three lifetimes ago? You don't even have to go there. It's just, okay, what's the general meaning now? Because now it's actually easier to access the lesson because there is much more available in consciousness state, especially with all the encodements, to see the bigger picture easier. So in essence, it's like, oh, okay, this is what I need to look. There is no victim state. I don't need to be the victim. I'm always the creator here. I have every aspect of it. And I can't create anything that doesn't serve me. So even if a story comes in where I felt violated, how can I be violated when I actually created all parts of it? You come to that realization, so you release mm-hmm. that particular story. So you don't have to go back where you've been tortured and you know, incarcerated or gone through whatever you've gone through in one, two, or three other previous lifetimes. You don't have to go through that anymore. That's changed. So in essence, you just bring it up. It's already face value at real time now, so you play with what you have now with it. So it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. Mm-hmm. That's, the answer is you don't have to go back into that any longer. And that, even the one-on-one process that I still do time to time is that we don't even have to go there. The regressional stuff, rarely ever done. Rarely ever done. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it changed in comparison to where before almost every session required it. And then it changed in the end of 2012 because everything, and it was easier because the process was easier. And also the process changed because you can move through it faster. And I'm just going to share this because this is from my viewpoint of seeing when I work with people one-on-one. Removing a program, or it's when we're going into the work, first of all, we're not removing the program per se, removing it just for the sake of removing it because it's giving you a particular experience. You're going to go in, we walk people through the experience, get whatever they need out of it, get the lesson out of it, and then be able to transform that, you know, take that older consciousness that was adopted to create that experience and then implant, release that, and then activate the higher consciousness within it and create that shift. But it's done so much easier than before, where it was a little bit more tedious. We had to go through a lot of different processes, and it required much more work, per se. And then each change we made had to give time for all the other things to align. Now everything is so fast-tracked that you can see the changes within one session. So you're working on that session. The moment you change that component, it causes such a powerful instantaneous ripple effect or domino effect or whatever that it already altered everything so you can get to the next stage. So before, you can only work on a few things, and then you had to leave the time to assimilate, time to integrate, time to create an external consciousness around it by experience and so forth. Now it can be done much easier, much quicker without going through all those processes. Because the moment you make one change, it opens up the door. So it's like we open mm-hmm. the door, we play with whatever we need to play, and then you have to wait a while before the next door opens. Right now, as soon as you finish with that, the next door just pops open. And then the next one pops open, and then you can do a lot more. But you get to a certain point, you can't do them all at one sitting because it becomes too powerful of a shift for the person to assimilate all at once.
Right.
So that's the thing, and that's what the wave is about at this time, that's coming through on the 21st. It's to accentuate yeah, much more of the stuff even from the past lives. But it's also to facilitate to move it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's just like basically cleaning up and clearing up any of the last debris. I guess I don't want to call it debris, but it just seems like anything that would be standing in the way of us really stepping into our expanded selves is cleared away.
Yeah, what serves us, really. That's all it is. Because everything serves us, but then it gets to a point it no longer serves us. And that's really what you have to look at. It. Okay, it doesn't serve me any longer. Because the moment you see it as something opposite to that, or seeing that it's something I need, like, oh, because it's stopping me, it isn't. You know, that particular, holding on to that particular state or program and so forth is keeping you in the same pattern. But you come to the point where I'm done with this pattern, I'm done. And when I say done with the pattern, you're done with the experience, you got whatever you needed out of it, then it's a matter of just shifting away, shifting from that. You're just moving. So it's much easier to go through that. And the thing is, we don't have to look back at all the stuff that's played out by other aspects of ourselves and get all engaged in all of that, or such and such did this to me, and I was, you know, how many times have you heard where somebody says, well, you know, I just figured out that, you know, my mother was this role in that lifetime, and I need to work that through and so forth. And none of that is necessary any longer. I mean, not that it was ever really seriously necessary, but, it, you know, we use that as part of it. But now it's just a, it's a matter, oh, great, that's the role that they played. And, you know, you don't give it any second thought to it. You go directly into whatever's playing out so you can go play with that, make the adjustment in that part, get whatever you need, and move on next. You're not going to get caught into, oh, my God, who played this, who played that, who I forgive, who I need to make space for, who do I need to, you know, stay away from. You don't get involved with any of that. That was the old modalities, the old 3D inverted state of processing things. Now the processing is quickly, step in, step out, you know, it's like becoming much more fluid. So, you know, if you're in a stuck state, it's just stimulating you to keep moving. That's all it is. It's all part of that.
Right. It's like a push, in a sense. Yeah. It's like pushing you downstream a little bit more. I know we were talking about waves, but you can also think of it as going down to a river or something like that. And so I want to, you know, just say that it's now we have 1 hour left in the show, and normally we like to have a good amount of time to do the activation or the clearing. So I just want to check in with you, Franco, and then we usually take like a little 5 minute refreshment break.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, which is really important. So I think
the
to
come back, it's just to find a comfortable place for people to just, you know, where you can feel comfortable. You take the strain away from the body. You don't have to be, you know, holding yourself in a certain position or, you know, be in an uncomfortable space, you know. So find some place that you can be comfortable, quiet, and just really immerse yourself in the process.
Exactly.
And we're going to do it together.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into the system here, because I'm going to play some music while we take this break. And like Franco said, find a comfortable space where you can sit down, supported, comfortable, or lie down, and just really enjoy this activation. And this is going to be to Franco. This is going to be basically to boost people in this, for this wave that's coming, or what is this?
Yes, it's in preparation for it. It's really to create some activation and changes within, so that when it does come in, we could actually utilize it much more expansively, and without getting you know, the what we can perceive as a negative effect as much. And then at the same time, with that, it would also raise the energy and will also facilitate in letting go. So that's what the process is designed for a variety of different things.
Okay, great.
But it's all in the same thing, preparation.
Excellent. Wow, I'm so excited for that. So basically, when we when you finish with the activation tonight, we will just kind of quietly end the show, because many people will be maybe wanting to go into the sleep state or sort of be in a quiet space. So I just want to say before we go into the next segment, thank you so much for joining us, everyone, and so happy to have you here with us tonight. And much love to everyone, and enjoy this break. I'm going to play Matthew Cosell's Grace, and we're going to do 5 minutes. So let's see. I have the time is now 10:04, and I guess before it was 9:21. I thought it was 10:21, because it's 22:04. So let's say we're going to – all right, now it's 05, so perfect. Let's come back in 5 minutes. So at 10 minutes after 10, we're gonna open up again, and Franco's going to start the activation. All right, okay. We'll see you soon, everybody. Thanks, Franco.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and this is CJ Miller, and you're back on the CJ Miller Show with Franco Di Nicola. And here we go with the clearing activation. Franco?
Yes. So as we go through this process, if anybody has any concern about falling asleep, just allow yourself just to flow. It's not important if you're asleep or awake through it. It's just whatever is necessary, beneficial, will take place. So just allow yourself to flow with it. Just be part of it. So as you go into a very relaxed state, we will also make this recording available on a high-quality state for Claudia to share with others, even though it's going to be recorded online now. But I'm also recording it separately to have a higher quality version available for others to use for themselves over and over and to share it with others.
Oh, perfect.
So as we get into the state, let's bring ourselves into this very comfortable, relaxed state. Just see ourselves just allowing every part of us to relax and let go. We all know how that feels. At one time or another, or many times in our lives, we just felt that ease coming through us, where we just letting go. It goes beyond surrendering, because it's not that we surrender to anything. We are just basically allowing ourselves to connect with this beautiful, energetic flow that is our true nature. And letting go all tension, all tightness, and anything that we've embodied within ourselves energetically and also on an experiential level where we felt stressed and so forth. We're just going to let it just release from our body. And to facilitate this time, we're going to use the breath. So we're going to put our attention in the breath. Each breath we take in, feeling the beautiful sensation as it's going in, the air into your body, expanding, energizing, and feeling that beautiful fulfillment state where we are taking in everything that is available for us to facilitate us. As we exhale, we are doing two things. We're letting go all that no longer serves, all the energies that we have taken on, utilized, and has brought us to exactly the state that we wanted, but now is no longer of serving, so we just let it go. Because it doesn't matter if we were stressed or anything else. That served us at one point or another. But now, at this point, we don't require it. It's not necessary. So we just let it flow. We have nothing that we need to hold on to. Because right now, giving us the opportunity to let everything go that no longer serves, we will open ourselves the opportunity to create everything new using all these new energies that are supportive for us at this junction point of our human experience. And by focusing on the breath, each breath in, feeling that beautiful expansion, each breath out, just allowing us to flow deeper and deeper into this relaxed, open state. You are joining this wave of energy, this very easing energy that lets us feel very natural, very comfortable, very at ease. We're allowing the natural state of ourselves, of play, to come through. And that playfulness is also that childlike essence of us. As much as we see the innocence and the lightness of that child's exuberance and playfulness, we're allowing it to come through in our state that we are now, this new, wiser, expanded being that we are. And we're allowing this playfulness, this observer state, to come through. And we activate that as we see every facet of our experience, everything that we have going now, and we will continue to create and shape and construct as a beautiful opportunity of play, of expansion, of growth, of enlightenment. We see ourselves with our natural state that we are, every aspect of existence that is. We are the source of all that is. We are a spectrum of source having a human experience. And we are now embodying this new human experience and transforming it fully. We're creating a new human experience that matches closely to the design intent of this series of physicalities, mind, and journey that we embarked on. This may go back in other lives, but we are in this present moment. And in this present moment, we are now bringing ourselves in a position to access all that serves us to move us forward, to access all that we have not been able to complete in past lives, and we bring it up to the surface. We bring everything to real time, but we are not seeing it in the same eyes and the same energy and the same consciousness of the original experience. We're seeing it now with this new viewpoint, this new level of consciousness, with this new energy, and with this new experientially rich state that we're in. But we're not only seeing it any longer as an individual, we're seeing as a collective. And they are in various levels of collective. The collective of matching frequencies, a collective of like an expanded frequency, as a collective of all the different spectrums of frequency, as a collective of planet Earth and all the human embodiments, but as a collective of all our beautiful aspects of self, going back to our twin, to our soulmates, to our soul families, to our galactic brother-sister souls, our universal brother-sister souls, and as sourceness. We're seeing all of that right now. We're bringing every part of that to this moment. And we are embracing it all. And we're making this beautiful experience as a transformative state. And by raising our frequency to 5, to 8, and beyond, we are now opening our viewpoint to see all of our lower states of experience, lower vibration, as a beautiful enhancement and a beautiful path that we've taken. We are not here to reject any of those lower frequencies. We are embracing them all, taking all the beautiful nuggets of consciousness and experience within it, and the expansive component in it, and utilizing it, internalizing it, and using it as part of our expansive state to move on further in our journey. But what we look at now, we are looking at with our new eyes, our new awareness and consciousness, therefore flowing through all of it. We're no longer carrying the dense energies that may have been associated with it at that time. We are now seeing it with a much more fluid, lighter frequency and state of being. And in doing so, we are now tapping into the preparational energies coming in, the wave that's coming through to facilitate us to step on the next level. And we're taking those energies that are specifically designed to let go, and we're using it to just let go what no longer serves at this time. We're letting go of all forms of definitions that we have adopted and held so dearly to. we're letting go of all definitions that we've taken on originally as temporary and have associated or defined ourselves by it. We're letting go of all the definitions that have been in one way or another projected in our direction, and then we have utilized to one point or another. We realize that definitions are levels of confinement that have created this perfect opportunity for us to grow and learn from. However, now we are no longer holding on to any of it. We're letting go of all of it that no longer serves. It is flowing from us. We let it go with great love. We let go of all belief systems, all level of realism that we have taken on, all the stories that we have adopted, utilized, or taken on from the lineage that we have streamed in from past lives. We no longer look at all the depths of the stories or get ingrained in the stories or lost in the stories. We are just looking at all the beautiful opportunities to learn, grow, and expand, but also the higher consciousness and the enlightenment that is instilled in it. And we take all of that, distill it from all of it, and take it in and expand our soul, expand our beingness, expand our essence. And this expansion is transforming every facet, rewiring, re-encoding our bodies, our minds, allowing it all to come through at this time. And we utilize these energies, these waves of preparation for we are choosing to flow with life, to embrace every aspect of it with ease, with playfulness, to see every so-called challenge that we have defined it one way or another as another opportunity. But it's a light opportunity that we take in, embrace, play with, and release instantaneously. We let go of all attachments to the way we thought it needed to be. We let go of all belief systems that we have taken on that no longer serves in one way or another. We let go of all concepts that we have taken on that no longer serves. We let go of the idea that we need to suffer, that life has to be difficult, that we need to compete, that we need to survive, that we need to struggle, that we need to earn, that we need in one way or another to pay a price. We let go of all of that. For none of it has been true, but we have adopted a form of its truth only for a particular experience that we are done with right now, and we let it go. We gently let it flow, let it go. This is nothing to fear, because by letting go, we feel the ease coming back into our essence, the ease coming back into our body, the ease and lightness that comes into our mind, the densities that are dissolving and evolving within it, allowing ourselves to be part of this beautiful wave that's coming through, to ride it, to expand with it, and should we require to finish anything of any density, we now use it to the fullest intensity to do so with lightness and playfulness as we bring all these beautiful ways to utilize it from our state of being at this point in time. We realize that we are not doing this only alone. We are doing it collectively. We're doing it with all our beautiful brother, sister souls. We are doing it on a transformative state of renewal. And we're doing this in ways that we are utilizing each other's experience, each other's encodements, each other's frequency to expand our own. But we are also at this time connecting with all there is again. In essence, we've always been connected, but we are now taking down all the barriers, all the restrictions, so that we become one with all that is. And oneness is connecting with all facets of self in a human form, all facets of a self in nature, all facets of self in all levels of animal kingdom, oceanic kingdom, insect world, and the world of free-flying birds. The connection with the planet, the reptiles, the beautiful energy of Gaia, the planet itself, and the inner planet, and all the beings within the inner planet, and connecting with our galactic essence of all the beautiful planets and all the beings and all the different souls that represent. We're reconnecting with all of it. And while we reconnect, we're expanding our essence. We're expanding ourselves. We play further, grander, and much more fully than we've played before in doing so. We no longer see ourselves isolated or separated. We see ourselves as one beautiful organism, beautiful orchestrating its forms, orchestrating its opportunity of growth and expansion, of becoming grander essence of essence-ness. And that is so. We see the beautiful state that we're in right now, and we make that as our bookmark, as our foundation. But this foundation is built upon. So we do not stay at that level. We build upon it. It's like any structure we build, any aspects of self we build, we create the foundation, and we are now utilizing this new foundation, and we build on this foundation, and we reach higher and higher levels of this creation to the point of a level that we achieve, where we achieve full recognition of who we are. This recognition of who we are is sourceness itself in a much more expanded state than we originally started. We have chosen to be here on this planet. We have chosen to be here specifically at this time. We have chosen to embody a physicality in the form that it is. And the form that it is not stagnant. The form that it is not restricted. The form that it is fluid. The form that it is constantly in motion, constantly expanding, constantly flowing, and that is so. And we are choosing to bring forth, dissolve as many veils as we are individually and collectively ready to remove over our soul, over our third eye. We decalcify all that we have created in calcification over our pineal gland, and allowing ourselves to access more than we've ever been able to access thus far in this human form. By removing the veils over our soul, as many as we are ready, we are now accessing more of our true essence as source embodying in a physical form. Therefore, as source having a human experience. A human experience experience that is completely being transformed, rewritten, and redesigned. A human form that is no longer bound by restrictions and limits. A human form that does not have parameters and barriers that it needs to be confined by. A human experience that no longer defines itself in the way that it has. A human form that is fluid, expansive, light, playful. A human form that is driven by our true essence as source, what we call soul. Utilizing our superconscious from the soul, utilizing the superconscious of all other aspects of ourselves on this planet and off planet, accessing source consciousness and also soul family, core access points and consciousness. A human form that is rewired, reactivated, stimulated, reactivating our DNA, reprogramming it to this new state, extending our telomeres, transmitting and receiving much more clearly, becoming the multifaceted being in one form of limitlessness. A human experience that matches no other experience before. A human experience that goes to realms and capacities that has never been achieved before. A human experience that reflects a new world that is of our own design, that is designed in a state of expression and essence of our true design and nature. A world that has no restrictions, no haves or have-nots. A world that does not define itself, a world that does not need to be struggled, survived through, or to compete with. A world that does not carry any structure of limits. A world that is allowing us to free flow. A world that enhances our human experience. A world that does not long attach to its material state. A world that is harmonious. A world that reflects peace, neutrality, playfulness, ultimate love in its fullest form of expression. A world where we love to be with one another, to play with one another, to be ourselves in a transformative and expansive state moment by moment. A world where we create realities that match us for that moment to experience to the fullest state and move on to the next moment. A world where we no longer monetize anything. A world where we support one another and see ourselves as one another, where we see ourselves as a whole. A world where we enjoy every facet of it without being in a polarized state. A world that no longer reflects right or wrong, good or bad, nor longer reflects positive and negative, but reflects all spectrums of it. A world that is no longer connected to the inverted matrix, the superimposed matrix, but is now directly connected to our original design and upgraded matrix, including each of our physical form. We take the beautiful matrix that we have adopted as the superimposed inverted matrix, and we allow it to dissolve. We allow it to become transparent, allowing it to emerge and to merge with our natural, high-vibrating, higher state of being matrix designed to support our world. And allowing us all to reconnect to the original, now expanded matrix that creates our reality with a certain level of consistency while having a certain level of fluidity and lightness, with no rigidity, a world that is a flowing energy that moves, a world that takes anything of lower vibration, including toxicity and all that we've created as a challenge for us and a challenge in difficultiness in our human experience, to transform, to enhance, to complement, and to support us. Therefore, anything that was toxic will change to be conducive, support us, to match our vibration. A world that is open for us to be ourselves. A world that is open for other facets of ourselves to join us too. A world that will host our all beautiful brother, sister, souls coming from other planets. A world that we embrace all other aspects of ourselves. A world that we are in a state of play. And this is what we are doing at this time. We're creating this world. We're encoding it. We're participating together. We're co-creating this. This is our new foundation. This is our new world. This is our new us. Us encompasses all of us. We're not here any longer to be an isolated experiential. We are a combined, collective experiential aspect. All having a fragmented spectrum of encodement, but we are a part of the whole. We allow input from all other aspects of ourselves to be complementing, expanding our state. We use our signature to experience our specific experience, our specific path, our specific expansion and growth, our specific path of enlightenment, while utilizing all resources, all vantage points, all viewpoints, all spectrums of frequencies, all vibrational aspects of ourselves. That is so. Right now, we are creating the energetic fields within ourselves to create alterations within our body, to create adjustments in any intensities that we have created that no longer serves. We're allowing any experience that no longer serves to transmute at this time. We're allowing our minds, we're disrupting any patterns that are no longer necessary and beneficial, and removing all the encodements and all the energy fields that supported it. We're also releasing all the stories around it. We're allowing ourselves right now to rewire our mind, to bring both the right and left hemisphere of the brain to work as one, but utilizing the right brain for its natural design, to be able to use all forms of input, all levels of higher consciousness, and to create new realities to be expressed and experienced in our human form. It's not the creative of working within the left brain. It is the creative of utilizing other sources. Our right brain is intuitive because it is utilizing all inputs. It is creative in utilizing those inputs to create new realities which are transmitted to our left brain, which will project it in our environment and will project it in our form, and will create any program stories necessary and beneficial to experience what we are choosing to experience. However, we are doing it with new input, higher consciousness. Therefore, all that we are creating from this moment is new. New and is far-reaching anything that we've created before. And that is so. As we are in this state, we are coming to a point of becoming recognizing of self, recognizing of our beingness, recognizing that we are not this physicality. We are not a specific gender. We are not our stories. We are not our conditioning. We are not our history. We are not our education. We are not any stories that we've ever taken on. That we've utilized all of it. We've done what was serving for us with it. But we no longer define ourselves by it. And releasing all of that right now, we open ourselves to a larger expanded beingness, sourceness, in a human form that is truly stepping into unlimitedness, limitlessness. A human form without limits. A human form that is re-energizing itself, is shifting the priorities to play, to expand, to grow, and to purge and clear. A priority of creating anew, a priority of creating a new beingness. And that is so. There is nothing that we are going to put in its way to stop it. We are letting all of it fully and completely to be. If we ever have been ready, we are ready now. And each time we replay this process, we only expand it further. But this is not for our individual state. This is for our collective state. We are affected individually, but we are affected on all facets of individuality and oneness at the same time. This is where it is very different at this time. We now call forth all the supporting energies, frequencies, and encodements that will serve us at this time to enhance this new experience that we're stepping into to stream through us right now. This will come from Source. This will come from our solar system. This will come from our galactic sun. This will come from our new sun that is coming into our energetic field and our projection of our galaxy. Each one is streaming the perfect codes that are necessary and beneficial to create a new world, create a new human experience, to create a new state of consciousness that matches where we have chosen to be part of, to unfold, to become its essence. And that is so. And on an individual basis right now, we are illuminating ourselves with all these beautiful new energies. And as we become this beautiful ball of full spectrum of light that carries all of it, utilizing our state of being and our consciousness that has now shifted to release all that we have taken on that no longer soothes, including in toxicities, including emotional charges, including entities, fragmented souls, older pockets of consciousness, channels, connections, cords, or anything that no longer serves. We are releasing it all right now. We are releasing all encodements that have created forms of polarity and intensities, including codes that have created what we have called and defined as illnesses or disease, in this case, lack of ease. Letting go of all encodements that have created a limited pattern of experience and response. And we do that now. We just let it flow. We have no attachments to any of it. And we let go of all the concept of attachments. The more we let go, the more we flow. The more we let go, the more we have to play with. The more we let go, the more we have. But we have with no attachments. The more we let go of one little pocket of energy, we allow the whole ocean of energy to be part of it. The moment we stop defining ourselves as an individualized drop, we become the ocean in a conscious state. The moment we let go of all that has defined us, we become that wholeness that we are, and that is so. We right now, with one another connected, we create this holding energy that is expanding each moment to be accessed by each and every one of us and each and every one that we share it with to be able to create this transformative state and to enhance our journey in the preparation of all these new waves coming through, in preparation of all these new levels and dimensions that are coming through, in preparation of creating our new world and our new state of human being, completely free, completely expansive, completely aware, activating all our dormant natural states. For we can now be in charge of our form, our expression, or in this case, holographic projection, to shape our projection to match what we choose to experience, to no longer limit our duration on a planet and allow ourselves to utilize the full encodements of being able to embody one particular physicality in a fluid state up to 1,000 years, if necessary and beneficial, to be able to be in charge of what we've called the aging process, which is only a adopting of certain frequency and changing the holographic experience to match it. Our holographic experience now is becoming real-time, much fluid in essence at this point in time, allowing ourselves to only experience and project in a hologram what serves us each moment. Therefore, there is no need for the pattern of following an aging process. We can go forward, backwards. We can stay still. We can do whatever we choose. And we're reactivating that part. We're activating a beautiful fluid light body. A crystalline state that is allowing ourselves to harness all energies that will create whatever we choose to expand not only ourselves but other facets of self. We've connected ourselves as one. Now we are all one to a new dimension that we've never been able to do before. we never were separated, but we are now connected, even much more powerful, much more fluidly. Therefore, whatever we are doing, we do for the whole, and that is all. And we have brought ourselves at this point now where we're done with this process at this level. But the process will continue for the next several days and will be stimulated and continue and expand each time it's repeated. This is something that is there as a tool to facilitate what we have come to do. But all we've done thus far has prepared us, and we are now more ready than ever before to catch the next wave. Our frequency will move to 528 and above, where we become the creator essence in an aware state, where we are much more capable of transforming through love, the most powerful creative state there is, and that is so. As we are in this moment, we are now choosing to step back into the body in a conscious state. We have the option at this time to go into a deep, relaxed sleep state and allow this process to continue and to use our etheric state, to use our dream state, to enhance our journey and to create whatever adjustments and completions that are beneficial for each one. Or we choose to go into a fully awakened, vibrant state of play, to go out and play our day, or to carry on with our day, or to just embrace another facet of our day. The choice is ours, depending where we are at this time. I am going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, we're going to bring ourselves to the ideal state that we are choosing. In that state, we will come out exactly how we choose. We will reactivate the vibrancy of who we are, no matter which state we are choosing to go into, sleep or play. And sleep meaning going into the restful, dream, etheric state, even to the opportunity for the soul to re-encode, energize in all other realms. It is yours to choose. But at the count of 5, you'll be in that perfect state. You'll be fully enhancing and reflecting and experiencing to the fullest our natural state. We will be in a state of unconditional or ultimate love as creator essence with no limits, in a state of neutrality, playfulness, and lightness, a state of peace and ease. And that is so. 1, 2, 3, at the count of 5, bringing ourselves into our ideal state, enhancing and fully experiencing our natural state of ultimate love, creator essence in its fullest capacity of navigation, neutrality embracing all spectrums, and peace while playing and being our true essence. 4, 5, we are in our ideal state, emanating all that we choose, and we are the new being ready to embrace our new creation, our new vibratory physical form, our new modified, expanded mind. And off we go to experience the oneness and the individuality in within the oneness as we choose to do so. And so it is. I say to you, with great love, we shall meet again, for we are always connected, and we are always in play, and we will continue to play and expand in being the ultimate essence that we are in this beautiful human form. Namaste.
Good night, everyone. Much love.